Eagle-Eye Cherry, a Triple M J&J for breakfast. I tell you what a busy show it's been this morning. Jonathan Thurston still to come today as well. Get ready, Queensland week. Missed anything on the show today? It's easy to catch up on our podcast and our catch-up app. Not that there's too much on there.
it's all crap.
The listener app, LISTNR, is where you'll find us.
One of our good friends is back in town for a quick jaunt. Jade Holland, country music artist. Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to see you in the studio again. We haven't seen you for, it's been a few months. I think COVID has thrown plans out of whack for a lot of people, haven't they?
Oh, 100%. I think it was probably at least a year since I saw you guys last.
It's ridiculous. But yeah. Do you find as an artist, obviously we know that COVID's shutting down stuff, but do you get frustrated when we see a lot of sporting events and that sort of thing going ahead, but you can't have concerts?
Yeah, it can be a little frustrating. I can understand, I try to understand why those can go ahead and things like that and why music can't, but there's so many musicians in Australia right now that are willing to do the right thing, you know, and have shows where people are sitting at tables and there's table service and, you know, trying to cater, you know, so that we work in these COVID restrictions, but we're not being given the opportunity to do that.
And this is your livelihood as well, isn't it?
100%.
And I guess that's probably going to affect your mental health.
Yeah, absolutely it has. I feel like last year I kind of lost a bit of my purpose. You know, I was sitting at home thinking, we don't know how long we're going to be in lockdown for. Yeah. And I gave myself, you know, goals in lockdown. I was like, you must do this, get your set list in order, write 25 new songs, do this. And I probably did 3 of them. And the rest of the time I was just sitting there wondering what my life was here, what I was here for, you know. So it really was quite draining.
Yeah.
It is hard. And then because you didn't do that list, all those things on the list, it makes it worse for your mental health. You're like, I'm a failure because I didn't complete that list.
Totally. Yeah.
Terrible.
It actually probably worked against me in that sense because I looked at it and I went, oh, well, I just don't, you know, have the guts to do this today, you know, because it was just feeling down all the time.
Is that one of the reasons why you became an ambassador for Mental Awareness Foundation?
Yeah, look, they actually approached me at the beginning of last year and I'm extremely grateful. It's one of the best things I've ever done for myself, my own mental health, but my music as well. And they said, you know, we would love for you to come on board as an ambassador. And I did. And I thought about it in a lot of depth. And I said, well, if I'm going to be an ambassador for you guys and I'm going to, you know, sit out there and talk about mental health and how we can, you know, help overcome it together. I said, well, I might as well put my money where my mouth is and write them a single as well. And, you know, so all the royalties from this song go to them. And I'm just stoked that we were able to do it.
Well, that song, it's called Fight For It. It was released only a few days ago.
Have a listen to this. It sounds fantastic. I just love your voice.
It's got that, it's almost like a crossover thing, isn't it? It's a bit like, I wouldn't say Taylor Swift, but a lot of those artists are sort of venturing into the mainstream charts from the country music charts these days.
Is that your journey? Are you going? Are you more a pop artist? Would you call yourself more country?
No, I definitely feel like my music has merged into that kind of pop realm.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's something that I really dig. I love the feel of it. Don't get me wrong. Like, I am a true blue, you know, like, I love Aussie classic country. But I just don't think it was for me to sing, you know. My first album was a little closer to that feel. And then this, you know, all my music, you know, has kind of started to merge away into the pop realm. And I love it. Like, it's great dance vibes, you know.
Don't get offended when I say this. I feel like I get such a Samantha Jade feeling from you.
Yeah, no, I'm not offended. Not at all.
Have you heard that a few times?
No, I haven't. No, okay, I'm going to take it.
Just listen to the
sound. Listen to the sound. I just feel like your voice is very similar to Samantha Jade's. Like, I just like that sound. It's so beautiful.
I'd be worried if you said it was more like Bon Scott.
Me too.
Always great to see you. If people want to get involved and find out more information on the Mental Health Foundation that you're part of, how do we do that?
So all over my social medias, they are posted on there. They also have a website. It's called walkforawareness.org.au. You can still virtually walk anywhere in the world if you want to. Mm. Basically just jump on Facebook.com. Yeah, Jade Holland. Yeah.
We'll put the links on our website as well. And people can track down that same single on Spotify. Is it available on Spotify and all
Spotify
the usuals?
Spotify and iTunes, absolutely.
Always great to see you there. It is again, folks. Thanks for that. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks,
it's always
guys.
Great to see you. Heading for our top today, around 29, 30 degrees expected for Mackay with Sundays here on Triple M.